Lovely creature. I feel myself completely I can't read this here word. There's a blot.
Circus.
How can you feel circus? Ah, oh, I got it. Completely circumscribed in a dressing of you. For you are a nice girl and nothing but it.
Yeah. What I like in that style of writing is there's no Venuses or angels or nothing of that kind.
So, my dear Mary, I hope you will accept of me as your Valentine. I will now conclude.
That's rather a sudden pull-up, ain't it?
She'll wish there was more. And that's the art of letter writing.
I wish the widow had conducted her conversation on the same principle. How are you going to sign it?
Yeah. I know. Pickwick. That's easy to spell. There. Poor old governor. He's up the steps tomorrow.
I've been thinking about that, Sammy. And what he needs is a helibi. They usually comes in at 20 guineas, but I dare say I could get him one at cost.
He ain't going to the Old Bailey. In any case, he's going to put his trust in 12 honest jurymen.
Is he? Oh, dear.
The 14th day of February in the 8th year of the reign of His Majesty King George the 4th.
In the Court of Common Pleas at Guildhall in the City of London.
Before Mr. Justice Staley, Middlesex Sessions... Martha Bardell, widow, versus Samuel Pickwick.
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 Martha Bardell, widow.
Well, my friends, the hour has arrived. You know your duties?
Certainly, to lie on your behalf.
No, you will do no such thing, Snodgrass.
We shall not fail you, Mr. Pickwick.
Beware, though, these counsels are clever men.
Fear not, sir. They shall not browbeat me.
Here is where we sit, sir. Below the benches of the King's Council.
I see, I see. And that's the witness box with the brass rail. And the enclosed seats are for the jurymen.
In the identical places. Ah, good morning, Sergeant Stabbin.
Morning, Parker. Pickwick, are you sure there are no witnesses we can call? A wife of a bishop, perhaps, or an orphan child?
We need not fabricate my innocence or character, sir.
Morning, Snubbin. Beautiful day, ain't it?
Beautiful indeed, Buzz. Innocence and character. I'll do what I can.
Who's the red-faced man who spoke to Snubbin?
Sergeant Buzzfuzz. He leads for the other side.
How dare he presume familiarity with our man?
They are professionals.
What on earth? Upon my soul, this is outrageous.
Ah, here they come. The widow Bardell veiled, a friend Mrs. Clubbin's wailing, and the child clutching at his mother's skirts. Clever fellows dancing in fog. Capital effect.
All rise for Mr. Justice Sterling.
Raise for Mr.
Justice Sterling. Come along, haven't got all day.
An extremely short man trotted to his stool and peeped over the desk.
Sterling, sir. Somewhat irascible, but likes to get on with it.